Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Hi, this is Rodney from Family First Home Care. I'm trying to reach out to Bobby in regards to Dennis Jones' case.
Thanks, Dennis Jones. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Oh, hi, good afternoon, Bobby. It's Rodney from Family First. How are you doing?
All right.
Glad to hear that. Bobby, I wanted to discuss a little about the case of Janice Jones. I know that we had a word recently this couple weeks for waiver thing that happened, remember?
I'm sorry. This is in regards to who? Janice Jones? Regards to what?
Yeah, in regards to Dennis Jones, I'm calling from Family First Home Care. I'm their coordinator on our end.
Yes.
I wanted to discuss some things regarding the hours from the other agency that couldn't be staffing. I guess it's a Mary Beth, if I'm not wrong.
Right.
And I wanted to touch ground because we have noticed a behavior by the caregiver that it's not allowed and accepted by our company. And in general cases, for any worker, I know that by the time that they did not have the waiver stabilized, just called like that, on the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th, Douglas said that Mary Beth had a problem on staffing someone. And
right.
So the caregiver, only one caregiver, was covering all those hours straight,
right.
Like from Friday the 12th at 4 p.m. until, I don't know, midnight of the 15th,
mm-hmm.
And this is not allowed here. I just had a word with our administrator. We don't accept, like, a worker, like, working non-stop like that, without having any type of, not registering even EBV, like, looking in and out at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you might catch my idea by now, you know, like what I'm trying to mean, you know? And they are not stopping anyone else, not alternating caregivers at all. So he also claims right now about the units. I checked just 2-3 hours ago with our authorizations team, and we still don't have them added up to the authorization of February from the 1st until the 28th. So these are the kind of things that we want to discuss regarding that because, it seems to be like an ongoing issue because same thing happened last month. And the fact that a caregiver goes working like 56, 72 hours straight, it's, a bit concerning to us. So I was just calling you guys you as a service coordinator regarding this case. I just had a word with my administrator and we are okay on providing the services for the patient. The caregivers get paid for the hours that they work on our side, but this will also be affecting their health conditions because, working without rest or anything, registering all those hours. Also charging them more of overtime for what the agency could be able to actually offer them.
Sir, can I stop you right there? I'm trying to understand.
Go ahead. Bobby.
Yeah, the hours that were worked on the 13th, 14th, 15th, total 40 hours, that's correct?
They say it's 40. What I'm referring here is that she already worked with us those 3 days registering hours with us. So if we enter those hours from your side,
right.
she will be working nonstop since Friday afternoon until literally Monday, if we are understanding the same, until literally
mm-hmm.
Monday the 16th at 8 a.m.
So this was one person working all these hours?
Exactly. It's only one person.
Okay. Have you talked to this person? Have you talked to, the worker?
I spoke with them both, but first I was asked by our administrator here because we notice this type of behavior, and as per the what the client, in this case Douglas, the power of attorney, and Shakira, they have been taking like this liberties to put herself to work available for you guys. I mean, for a married vet, whenever there's a staffing issue.
Okay. How many hours do you allow just one person to work in one? I mean, what is your limit?
At least there must be 16 hours shift maximum, and there should be a lapse. There should be a lapse of 8 hours rest in between, because
right.
Of course they need to sleep. They do sleep. Even if they say, "Yeah, I'm working," no, they're humans. They do sleep. They do rest.
So 16 hours at one time.
Exactly, and an 8 hours lapse in between, because there are some of them that say, okay, but I clock out at midnight, and then I clock in back again after midnight. No, that doesn't count. You need to let, like, at least 8 hours you need to rest, you know?
Okay, from what I was told, I thought that I thought she did work 16 hours and then took a break and then went back to work again for another 16 hours, but you're saying that she didn't do that?
No, because even on the 13th, just to put it as an example, she had already worked from the day before,
before
until 8 a.m. on that day. So if we enter those hours, she'll be nonstop.
Okay, so the hours that she already worked plus the hours that she took over for Ameribus,
exactly.
It was way more than 16.
Exactly. That's what I'm referring to.
Okay. All right. So you said you made this person and this power of attorney aware of this?
They told me about this. But first we had to discuss this to you guys, because this whole covering, covering plan that they have for that that weekend was informed to us just until last week around Wednesday, Thursday. I mean, it just happened,
right.
And they said, yeah, we already arranged that, like taking those type of liberties with you guys, I mean, with us,
right.
and Ameribet. I know that they might take it on the side of being helpful. The caregiver will be having the excuse like, hey, I am available, the patient needs the help. That's fine. But as a regular worker, seeing it as a company, and also as the dignity that takes to be a worker, like, hey, you need to rest. I mean, it's actually insane to register all those hours like that, you know, and not even seeing that this issue as a profit thing, no, because, I mean, it's not even natural, you know.
Okay. Those hours were already submitted. It was already requested, because I was told, again, I didn't know how many hours that one worker was performing, you know, straight. So they were already submitted, but I mean, moving forward, I will make sure that, you know, I would at least look into it and inquire about how many hours they are planning on covering. I understand. So a question I have again is, I guess Douglas, he's the power of attorney. Have you guys spoken to them at all? Have you made any contact with them at all?
Yeah. Literally, I went off the phone with him like around, I don't know, almost 30 minutes ago, 20, 30
okay.
minutes ago. And I was told about, I'm going to refresh about what's going on in the situation. The lady that normally covers, just for you to be aware of what's going on, her name is Shakira Richardson. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So if he sometime afterwards tells you something like, that Ameribet may have a staffing problem like yesterday happened, I know we cannot control the weather or anything.
Right.
But this is the particular caregiver that normally stays. And
right.
Just for you to be advised, I mean, if she's the one like taking those hours, because I mean, we need to have some like respect to each company's
right.
policies, and also like as a worker, I mean, it's not. I mean, you have to sleep. You cannot like record like if I was
right.
24 hours, even if I was working from home, you know.
So, sir, this is what you want. In the future, whenever if they have a staffing issue again, If Ameribeth can't staff and family first needs to cover, do you want me to call you guys first to confirm if she's able, if I can give those, transfer those hours over? Do you want me to check with you first?
Yes, please, so we can see what we could do, because, yeah, in fact, so okay. as a worker, I told you the reasons that, I mean, she's working nonstop, and as a company, I tell you all the reasons, because, I mean, she's actually on a very optimal rate, and you know that you guys normally pay, like, a regular amount of, a regular mm-hmm. rate for us to pay her,
mm-hmm.
but when it comes to the additional amount for overtime, it actually affects us as a company. So that's why we also need to discuss this, like, going forward, because, I mean, it cannot happen like this again.
Okay. All right. I will. I'll be aware of this, and I'll reach out. I'll let Doug know, and that this is how it's going to have to be, you know. And I'll make sure, and I'll check with you guys first. If there's ever a situation where family first needs to cover a shift, before switching any hours over, I will call you first.
No problem. This is my direct line. I don't know. Do you already have it registered? Just to make sure.
I'll plug you in. This is your direct line?
Yeah, that's the direct line. That's right.
All right. I'm sorry. And your name again is?
My name is Rodney.
I'm sorry. Repeat that again?
Yeah, it's Rodney.
Rodman?
Yeah, that's right.
Can you spell that?
Yeah, it's R as in Robert, O as in
mm-hmm.
Owen, D as in David, M as in Michael, Y as in yellow.
Rodney. Okay. R-O-D-M-Y?
That's right.
Okay.
Can we possibly review the authorization details, like, for the max period to see if we got it right? Can we check the authorization? Because, I mean, as I mentioned to you, like, I've reviewed this with our transitions team, and like
mm-hmm.
around some hours ago, 2 to 3 hours ago, I know that you may have, you did send them, you told me that you sent them over like 2 weeks ago, but I suppose
I just sent the weekend that you were talking about, 13, 14, 15, I already submitted those hours. I had already submitted it I think I did it yesterday.
Okay, so they might be taking some time to reflect here in
right.
HHA.
Right. Now, I got a call yesterday from Douglas. He said that yesterday, the 23rd, Ms. Richardson, she covered another shift again for 8 hours.
Yeah, this is what
you
told over they said.
Yeah, do you want me to transfer those over? What do you want me to do?
Let me just check as well on the schedule.
Okay. It was yesterday.
Okay, so the only days covered by Ameribeth was the 13th, 14th, 15th, and now the 23rd, right?
And now the 23rd, yes, for 8 hours yesterday.
Okay, so for yesterday, it's fine. We have that,
okay.
That she only worked 8 hours, so it will complement the other 8 hours.
Okay.
Okay,
right.
So if Douglas might, because you know that they normally play this type of phone tag, just to call it a kindly way, phone tag game
yeah.
between us and you guys.
Right.
Just let them know that the units were sent on your end, but on the system, it must be reflected and take some time, because this happened as well with the waiver issue that they had recently, and
right.
it didn't reflect right away. They wanted to be just like there, and we cannot like work with what we don't have, okay? So they might have to
right.
wait, because I know he will call you again, and I know he will leave you a 100 voicemails, so yeah, just for us to be on the same page on how to handle like the situations with this specific patient.
All right, yeah, I also let him know that he's putting Janice Jones' services in jeopardy by doing that. So I know.
Yeah, they need to wait. The system doesn't update that like ASAP, so they need to have
right.
patience on it.
Okay, I'll let him know.
All right. I really appreciate having this conversation with you this afternoon, Bobby. If anything, we'll be in touch, okay? I have your direct line already.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You have a good one. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.